All right, let's catch up with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Good to hear your voice again, Ryan.
Yeah, it's good to be back on the show and catch up with you.
So in amidst all this chaos going out there right now, I feel like I've never felt so lucky to call home in the Upper Peninsula. And I can't imagine a better way to get through all this hysteria than just get out in the woods or go on a lake and go fishing. It's the perfect way. You stay isolated from folks. You don't need to spend a lot of money. It's a simple process to get out there and enjoy it and maybe even catch a meal.
Yeah, most definitely, Adam. I joking around with my wife last night saying I'll self-quarantine myself to the cabin for 6 weeks, no problem. I'll do okay out there.
Right, and get out on the lake. So let's talk about some ice fishing. I mean, I assume you guys are still getting minnows. You still got plenty of supplies for ice fishing. What's going on in the shop there?
Yeah, we're still selling a bunch of bait. Some, you know, lures and stuff are still going out. The guys that are out doing some crappie fishing are actually doing extremely well. And, I mean, the weather we've been having, the lakes are in pretty good shape still. I mean, why not take an afternoon and go sit on a bucket and drill a bunch of holes and enjoy the woods or just by yourself, take a friend, you know, just get out there and do it. Now is the time of year to chase the big walleye. I mean, we only got a couple of days left. But these big walleye and big northern pike are moving around on these inland lakes, and now is the time to go get that trophy of a lifetime.
I actually got a great report this morning from Teal Lake from some perch fishermen, too. I guess it's been kind of hit and miss depending on the day. But when it's on, I've been hearing the perch fishing, not just on Teal, but everywhere, has been really good.
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all. I haven't heard much here in the shop. The guys on Teal, like I say, most of our people have been out chasing crappies on, you know, Greenwood and Schweitzer's Basin and some of the other lakes around Lake Angeline. People are still out there having a blast catching fish, you know, big fish this year and doing extremely well.
Awesome. Quickly, what are the ice conditions like?
You know, we've heard some people saying that they're not the best. I'd beg to differ. Those guys are probably just wanting to isolate themselves from some of the good fishing. But from what I've seen and what, you know, just driving around, ice looks like in great shape right now.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that too. It seemed like with this change in weather and the thaw and the freeze and the thaw and the freeze, it seems like you might want to have some corkers or creepers, but in general, it's not looking too tough to get around. In fact, it almost looks like it's better for four-wheelers and tracked vehicles than snowmobiles right now.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. And that is an easier way to get around, a little bit faster mobility. And, you know, this time of year, that's all you need. You don't really even need to take big shacks and stuff. You can move around a lot easier and be out there enjoying it.
Well, I'd like to continue talking a little ice fishing with you, tap you for some more information on other spots around the central UP that you might have intel for us on. And then I want to get into hare hunting and predator hunting, which has really taken a step up in the last couple of weeks, too. So can we get a little more time from you?
You sure can, Adam.
Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming. Stay tuned. We'll continue on The Outdoor Show.